Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a Raw show tonight. There is a long time until the next PLE. Long time till the next Saturday night's main event. But they are already building up some big matches just for television, including, as we'll get to later, a CM Punk match with Kevin Owens, which is going to be taking place in 2 weeks in Canada. So we'll tell you about the SmackDown show. I thought the SmackDown show had two excellent, excellent interview segments, and a main event that was it was horrible, if we're being honest. So we'll talk about that. We can talk about some collision notes. The Continental Cup has begun. We got the full lineup for Raw coming up here tonight. The Roman Reigns tournament. Who will earn the right to get smashed by Roman Reigns and get that rub? We'll find out soon enough. NXT is tomorrow. We got a lineup for Dynamite on Wednesday, which has more Continental Cup matches. And then we've got all the rest of the news. They've got a new house show tour coming up prior to the Royal Rumble next year. Chelsea Green was injured on SmackDown. Andrade Elidolo also injured. We got some ratings notes. Naito has won a title, and plenty more. Filthy Tom, I believe, is joining us here today. It's Monday. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline on Threads and Instagram. And yes, F4WOnline on Cameo. We gotten a Cameo lately? We should get one. They're awesome. F4WOnline. You'll get your money's worth. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It is Filthy Tom joining us here today. Hi. What's up?
Not much. Right. Got back from the doctor this morning. Had my one-year checkup on the old hip operation.
What'd he say? Stay out of the ring, brother.
He's like, what the hell are you doing? Training jiu-jitsu and wrestling. You're out of your mind.
Did he really say that?
No.
No. Everything's cool?
Well, I have to go get some more. I have to go to the neurologist.
I presume that's separate from your hip. I didn't think your hip bone was connected to your brain bone.
It's because my back's broken, if you remember.
Yeah.
So
what's that have to do with your neurology?
You go to the neurologist and they do a series of tests with like electrodes to see if the muscles are firing.
I see.
In the leg, or like, you know, which rate they're firing compared to the other leg to see how much damage there is. So I have a baseline for the next time I screw myself up and gotta go to the doctor and get checked again.
Well, hopefully that's not gonna happen this coming Friday. Relentless Wrestling, everybody. Tom
You're
and I
an
are
idiot.
Gonna be there.
It's Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. It is Saturday. Well, anyway, you can go to Eventbrite. You can go to Relentless Wrestling on their Twitter or anything. Just Google Relentless Wrestling Spokane, Washington, Players and Spectators Event Center, it's called.
Spokane, Washington, one of the hottest places.
Literally right now, it's actually on fire right now.
Yes, my best wishes to everybody up in that area because there's some rough times.
Yep.
Actually, there was a fighter on Saturday's UFC, Juliana Miller, who won her fight, and she is from Spokane and used her time to speak about it. So good on her.
Well, we'll speak about it here. All the best, everyone in Spokane. I'm sure there's a lot of different places you can go online to find out more and probably help out in some way. But there is a Relentless show Saturday night, and it is on at this point. Players and Spectators, Spokane Valley, Washington. Tom and I will be there doing commentary. Stop by and say hi. You never know what will happen. It's going to be.
I do know one thing.
What's that?
I ain't getting in that damn ring again.
I'm not getting in the ring again. Don't try and drag me in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drag you, and you're the one that dragged me in last time.
I did, but.
Nice try.
But we won.
I've won before.
Which I won't lie. It's tempting me, but. Too old for this.
I might have to miss my flight then.
All right. I plan to
But I'll be there.
I plan to just do commentary. Let's just put it that way. All right. Tonight is Raw, and there's a lot happening, as always. We have the first round in the Roman Reigns tournament. The winner of this tournament will get the opportunity to lose to Roman Reigns in Mexico City. I don't know what could be more exciting than that for your career.
You got a lot of tournaments going on right now.
You're telling me.
I am telling you. I'm going to tell you more, too, but continue on.
Well, I think we mentioned this on Friday. Maybe not, but, you know, we have two tournaments going on right now in the wake of another tournament that went on this summer. And even though this summer we had an incident where Saray announced that she was taking a month off and could not compete, and they immediately announced her for an AEW tournament. And as it turns out, she couldn't compete, kind of screwed up the tournament, although everything ended up where it was supposed to be in the end. But now, it's like nobody learned anything from that, because AEW has got this Continental Cup, and they are advertising Jay White and David Finlay for this coming Wednesday, and I'm not sure Jay White's okay. He was injured at the pay-per-view. He didn't appear on Collision on Saturday night. Didn't appear on Dynamite on Wednesday. But I guess we're just going with the idea that he can probably make it by Wednesday. Doing the same thing in this tournament. There's a Roman Reigns tournament. Dragon Lee announced that he tore a ligament in his thumb, which, of course, you know, Bianca Belair has been out almost 2 years. Obviously, part of that is you know, she just gave birth. Congratulations to them. But also, her finger was just like, she broke a finger, and she was out for, she hasn't been back. So, you know, he announced, I got a torn ligament in my thumb, and they immediately put the brackets up, and he's in this tournament. So, I don't know what's going on. But we'll see who wins between Penta and Laredo Kid. That's tonight on Raw.
Brian.
Yeah.
A tournament that you did not mention, which has just concluded, the first ever GHC 200 title champion was crowned. The
oh, yeah?
Noah GHC 200 matches, which are 200 seconds in time. Remember this?
Another speed tournament?
It's a speed title, but it's 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Wow.
And in the first round, 2 days ago, Hayata defeated Masa Kitamiya by countout. Tetsuya Endo defeated Amakusa in a minute 55. Alpha Wolf and Kenno went to a time limit draw, as did Kaito Kiyomiya and Yoshiki Inamura. So we were left with Hayata and Tetsuya Endo. And your first ever champion, Hayata.
Wow.
Who defeated Tetsuya Endo to win the belt. So,
well, also this weekend, Naito won the GHC title.
Sure did.
Yeah. Heard it was actually a really good match, so that tells you.
Literally and figuratively carried by Shane Haste.
Yes.
To a title win.
Yes.
Was Naito. Shane Haste deserves some of those flowers if anybody's got some laying around, because that man is a highly underrated professional wrestler. And I hate to use that term, because anybody that really has watched him knows how damn good he is.
Plus, but he was just the GHC champion.
Well, yeah, but he still deserves more accolades.
Probably does.
You know, so.
His run in NXT didn't really help him all that much.
Who was he, Slapjack?
No, he wasn't Slapjack.
Was he not? Who was he?
He wasn't Slapjack.
He was in that group.
Who was he, everybody? Who was Slapjack?
He was in that group with Mustafa Ali.
They had a guy named Slapjack?
Yeah, well, I mean, what was that?
Oh, my God, you're right. He was. Oh, my God, he was Slapjack. God, he is underrated.
I thought it was perhaps Slapjack attacking poor Psycho Clown on AAA, but I guess it was just Drake Moreau from LFG, I believe, under a mask.
I just remember when they were TM61, and it was always like, what does TM61 mean? Well, no one knows. We're not going to tell you. Like, all right. Cool. Slapjack. All right. The other thing tonight, we've got Raquel and Roxanne versus Sol Ruka and a partner of her choosing, which is probably either Becky or Stephanie Vaquer. They're both on the show tonight. And Austin Theory, yes, will face Akira Tozawa. They already did the tag match and destroyed him. Now we're going to the singles action here. That's coming up tonight.
Maybe we're going to get Oba in the corner of Otis in that match. I guess he would be with Otis, yeah.
I sure wish he would. We'll talk about SmackDown later, but obviously we got to talk about Chelsea Green. Broke her orbital bone on the finish in the tag match.
You're sure it was the finish? I mean, I watched.
I'm positive.
Oh, my God. How did they do that?
Dude, have you seen the other angle of it?
No, I just saw what they showed.
Okay, there's another angle from a fan cam, and, like, Lainey Reed falls right on her head on the finish.
Ugh.
They tip her over, and she does a back bump onto her face, is essentially what happened. And Chelsea broke her orbital bone, and she could be out a long time. She could be out not that long. She could be able to wrestle with the face gimmick. I mean, for crying out loud, Liv Morgan didn't defend the belt for 100 days. So we'll see if they end up stripping the interim champion, who may be the real champion, although they did not make it official, although they did bill her as the champion because Rhea Ripley had knee surgery and will be out until at least the Royal Rumble. Got all that, everybody?
Okay, so she's out till at least the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
What if Chelsea's out longer?
I mean, we may have to have an interim champion.
No, it would just be the interim champion then. Because the interim champion, well, hold on. No. You know,
why don't you figure this out during the break, and we'll come back and explain it to everybody.
If that happened, Rhea's no longer the champion.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. What have you determined, Tom?
Well, I have determined that it's largely ambiguous, but if you would like me to read, I mean, something, then I could to kind of clear it up a little bit. But when you look
sure,
at
go for
pass,
it.
Well, the interim title is an alternate title that's given to a competitor when the current champion can no longer compete.
In the interim.
In the interim. In the intervening time period, which they cannot compete. However, Chelsea was announced as the world champion, not the interim champion, which would then lead me to believe that either Rhea Ripley relinquished the title due to her not knowing when she would be able to return, or some other reason.
It would be nice if they actually announced that on television, but they did not.
Yes. However, that would make Chelsea currently the new world champion, regardless of Rhea's status, if she relinquished that title. So you would have to crown a new interim champion, but they would not be an interim champion if Chelsea is indeed the world champion. You got it?
I do, but they have not announced that Rhea's been stripped yet, although it appears.
But by calling Chelsea...
They did, but people make
mistakes. Champion, they do. And it, you know who was doing it?
Oh, no.
It was that
Face
Mark
guy?
Nash. It was that Mark Nash. Imagine if he got it wrong. I'm not even going to tell you the question, Dave.
This person here says, why did they not strip Rhea of the title in the first place? Well, what they claimed was, she's injured. We think she will be back soon, but we're not sure. So just in case, we're doing an interim title. That's actually what they said. That was the storyline.
For an example, right, there was the situation where John Jones was the heavyweight world champion, right? And then he decided, like, yeah, maybe I'm going to compete, maybe I'm not going to compete. So they crowned Tom Aspinall as the interim champion. And now we still don't know if John Jones is ever going to compete again.
Of course not.
Probably not, you know. So now Tom Aspinall is the heavyweight champion. However, we have an interim heavyweight champion because Tom Aspinall fought Cyril Gane and got eye poked. And now he's out. And now Cyril Gane is the interim champion because he defeated the former light heavyweight champion who moved up in weight but had to relinquish that belt. Got it?
Yeah, anyway. What are we doing, what they're doing in MMA to compare to what they're doing in professional wrestling?
Shut up, you doofus.
I'm just wondering.
Why would you compare them? I'm not comparing pickleball to it. Get out of here. What else am I going to compare it to?
I'm just saying, what Dana White decides to do with John Jones has little bearing on what WWE is going to do with Chelsea Green's interim women's title, right?
Then why'd you ask me for some insight on interim titles?
I just
I'm giving
you
some history.
And then
I'm
you offered to read something, and then...
I didn't read that. That was a history of the past.
Well, speaking of champions who were injured, now we have Andrade El Idolo. He said that... and this is... I don't know, man. He goes, I just landed back in Miami, where I live, and I went straight to the doctor. I haven't been feeling well since the Wednesday after the Grand Slam, but as a professional, I had two shows in Canada with MLP. I'll keep you posted, but I have to be out of action for a few days or weeks. It's nothing serious. Take care. I hope that doesn't mean what? He had a concussion and he did two shows afterwards. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be a sickness, too, you know.
Yeah, it could be.
A stomach flu, pneumonia from traveling. I don't know. I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Anyway.
I did see him doing some spots.
He's got 50 texts all at once, like usual.
A video of him doing some spots with his kid.
Oh, yeah? I bet his kid's awesome.
I bet his kid didn't put up that ring.
Mm. Did you have to bring that up?
I didn't have to, but...
Well, AJ's son in his second match... got called out because he didn't help set up the ring. And the actually, I think what the issue was, apparently the actual issue was, he was asked to help set up the chairs and he disappeared. And
he ignored people, disappeared.
That's what they said.
Kept working out in the ring.
Yeah.
Past the time when they told him to leave, and then was in the back vaping.
Okay, so
this guy's basically my hero.
I'll say a couple things about this. So, one of my favorite interviews of all time was with AJ Styles many years ago on Observer Radio, and when did AJ debut? It was like the early 2000s, right?
God, if not the late 90s, because he was in WCW.
Oh, he was. Okay, so he debuted in 98. Okay, all right. Well, the first time that I ever saw AJ Styles live was at King of the Indies, which was in 2001. 98, 99. So he is 3 years into the business. So I will just never forget that I showed up. And, you know, we were in the building before the show. And I remember that AJ was in the ring. I don't know exactly what time. We'll just say 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Show started at, like, you know, 6 or whatever. And that guy was in the ring for, like, 5 hours, going over all of his stuff for his match. Just going over, going over, going over, going over for, like, 5 hours. And, of course, you know, at that time, you know, this was pretty new to be doing that. I mean, if you're talking like indie shows in the mid-90s, early 90s, late 90s, I mean, it was generally frowned upon to work on your match beforehand in the ring.
Call it out there, brother.
Yeah, you were supposed to go out there and just like, if you wanted to practice, you know, you go to your training school and whatever, but like day of the show, you don't get in the ring and practice. But this guy was in there for like 5 hours practicing everything. And I remember it really stuck out to me how intricately he had this entire match planned out. I mean, just... they were in there. So it's kind of funny to hear that his kid was also in there until right before the show started going over stuff. The apple don't fall far from the tree. But anyway, he did an interview with us, I don't know how many years ago. It was probably maybe, you know, 8, 9 years ago. But he was suddenly now like the old guy. And he was talking about matches he'd had in Japan with the Young Bucks. And he was literally like, these guys are in the ring for like, you know, hours before the show, and they're just like going over all this stuff, and then they want me to remember this and that, and I can't remember all this stuff, so I just tell them, like, just tell me what I need to do when I need to do it. And I was like, my, how times change. But anyway, I think to me, I mean, we're going to be at the show Saturday, Tom, and like, I don't think you and I are setting up the ring, but...
well, when does the commentary team set up the ring?
Hey, you never know. But I mean, the point is, to me, like, if Chase came up, or actually better, Willie Largeman. If Chase asked me, I wouldn't do it. But if Willie Largeman came up to me and goes, hey, can you help us set up some of these chairs? I'd be like, sure. You know what I mean? Like, he was asked, and then he disappeared. So that's the only part about it. This is much ado about nothing, but I just kind of feel like, if someone asks you to help set up some chairs, just help them set up some chairs. It's fine. Right? Now they're going to ask me on Saturday to set up some chairs. I may have to vanish. But anyway, there you go. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nah, I just like to make one-liner jokes. I didn't even want to talk about it, but you decided to. I wanted to make that joke about Andrade's kid not putting up the ring, but no, we're going to talk about some, I guess, news, whatever that was.
You're the worst co-host I've ever, like, engaged with. God. We've got an hour to talk about this stuff, brother. What else you want to talk about? You want to talk about the ratings? Okay. Fine. Ratings for that 3-hour Dynamite. 694,000 viewers. The 2 hours actually did 736,000. But that third hour fell off a cliff.
Plummeted.
So, yeah.
What was the third hour rating?
We don't have the third hour rating. Oof, but
it's got to be bad.
I mean, if 2 hours did 736, and then the entire show ended up doing 694, my guess would be that they lost 75,000 viewers in the last hour or something like that, which is not horrible, but still, I mean.
Well, especially not considering when you do 52 minutes, past the hour when most people are accustomed to doing, well, a 20-minute overrun. And even though it was announced as a 2.5-hour show, you know.
See, I think I know what's going on here. But, and hey, maybe this guy is a genius. And maybe he's not. We're going to find out. I think what happens is, Tony figures, these people are giving me $180 million a year for 2 hours every Wednesday and 2 hours every Saturday. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give them extra for free. And I'm going to help boost the following half hour, the following hour. You know, my wrestling show probably will do better than whatever follows Dynamite. So I'm going to give them more than their money's worth all the way up until it's time to negotiate a new deal. And because I did so much for them for free, they're going to give me an even better deal. Now, could be right. He might be right. Of course, there's also the possibility that they're going to say, you were perfectly fine giving us a lot of extra stuff for, like, this money. So, you know, it seems like you're, I can give you a little bit less or the same, and you'll give me the 2 hours. So we'll see. I think there's a possibility this could backfire, or it could pay off for him. We'll find out.
Content is king.
Content is king. So we shall see. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Well, Tom, let's do this SmackDown report.
SmackDown live on USA from Philadelphia, the home of Ben Franklin. One of my favorites from back in the day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He was all right.
Who do you like? Aaron Burr?
I liked old Abe Lincoln. Aaron Burr. Jeez.
Anyways.
Can you find your notes or do I need to talk about
No, presents? I have them.
Okay, go ahead.
Cody Rhodes kicked off the live portion of the show by calling Randy Orton down in the ring right there and then. He then went against all of the advice, everything that NXT head writer Johnny Russo had ever given as advice on cutting a promo. He asked the crowd a question, spoke to them in catchphrases. He said he assumed CM Punk didn't know Randy Orton was going to attack him at SummerSlam. On cue, CM Punk's music hits. He comes out. Cody asks him to his face if he knew. Punk says, huh, it kind of hurts that you're even asking this, but he didn't know. He offers to team with Cody in a two-man power trip once again and take out Randy Orton together. Cody says there's unfinished business between he and Punk, but he is going to find Orton alone. However, the ring is CM Punk's, and he introduces Punk. He leaves, but not before Punk can stop him as he is going up the aisle and tell him to just let him know when he wants to finish their business. And then we had the return of our new number one contender to the title on SmackDown, and that is Kevin Owens, who returned at SummerSlam. Owens and Punk go face-to-face without the mic, so we can't hear everything they're saying. Aldis also appears in the background. The crowd chants, let them fight. They went back and forth taking pot shots at one another about each other's shape, about the way that they have felt about their place in the business. Kevin Owens at the end thanked Punk for showing him what not to do in this business and not to let it turn him into a miserable piece of excrement like Punk is. Owens shoved him, and then Aldis and the officials stepped in.
Segment was awesome.
It was.
I mean, it was awesome because I don't think these guys like each other. I mean, maybe they've made up, but they had, you know, Dave talked about the whole history of when CM Punk got really mad at Colt Cabana because he went to eat pizza with Sammy and Kevin Owens and how that led to everything. But I mean, there's stuff even further back in Ring of Honor where, you know, Punk and Owens had problems and, you know, Punk made fun of him for wearing a shirt and called him a fat piece of ass as he was going up the entrance ramp at the end of this. I mean, whatever is real or not real at the end of the day, you could watch this and determine that these two men, they don't like each other. And that's not always easy to do. And they did it. Probably because they hate each other.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of CM Punk and Eddie Kingston from a few years back. It feels different. Trick Williams and Baron Corbin had a rematch from SummerSlam where Corbin had won the U.S. title. Williams did an interview before the match, said he's doing it for Little Yachty. Hell yeah. I would do virtually anything for Little Yachty if he asked, and also for himself. The Nomad Baron Corbin entered on a motorcycle. Corbin used his BJJ skills, got an early double leg takedown. They went to the outside. Williams beat him up, threw him into the timekeeper's area, leapt onto him with a running start and a forearm. The crowd was chanting, whoop that trick, as they did multiple times throughout the match. Trick was still beating on him when we came back from the commercial, but he was thrown into the steps quickly. The champion took control for a while. He then missed a clothesline in the corner. Trick landed some Booker T-style sidekicks, followed by the Mudhole boots in the corner, a sit-out Death Valley driver. He got a two count. Corbin hit a deep six. They went back and forth with strikes. Trick sent Corbin to the floor. Corbin drove him backwards into the post. Then he was going to hit Trick with the title just to get DQ'd in front of the ref, but the ref took it. Trick hit a bookend for two. a great trick shot knee that sent Corbin flying, and just at the last split second, Corbin grabbed onto the ropes. He then rolled to the floor, breaking the count. Trick pushed the ref away. Corbin hit him with the title belt and pinned him to retain the U.S. title.
Yeah, we got people here in the chat going, what in the hell are they doing with Trick? Well, listen, whatever you want to say about Triple H's booking, he ain't Vince. And I don't think there's ever been a guy in Trick's position that Hunter has just all of a sudden made a prelim guy. So my guess is that there's one of two options. One, they're going to do a three-way program with Baron, Carmelo, and Trick is going to get his furry belt back there. Or he's going to win Money in the Bank, which I think is a bad idea at this stage of his career, but you could do it. But I think that this is just something to do with him during the summer where they've got nothing else going on.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a setup for him to win this title back down the road on a, you know, I don't know what the next
some random TV
is. No, Survivor Series or maybe a show in North Carolina or somewhere where he's from, you know. So backstage, Sami Zayn congratulated Nick Aldis for competing at SummerSlam, having his son there. Said it brought tears to his eyes. But then he went on about being screwed by Aldis once again at SummerSlam in the number one contenders match. Said at the 11th hour, Aldis added Gunther and Kevin Owens to the match. Kevin Owens approaches. He says he wants Aldis to give him his title match against CM Punk on August 21st in Toronto. So mark that on your calendar. Zayn actually got Owens to admit he was sorry that it affected Sammy like it did in the number one contenders match. But Sammy admitted that he would have done the same in that same situation. They both said they'd rather see Owens as champion instead of Punk. Sammy offered to help Kevin if he needed it. Kevin said he's been waiting for a shot at Punk. He's going to do it on his own. Sammy said not to expect him to stop chasing what he wants just because it's also what Kevin Owens wants.
Mm.
Corbin backstage told Kathy Kelly that Trick is never getting the U.S. title again. I doubt it. And no one in the locker room can stop him. But then Carmelo showed up and beat him up. Just beat, like, with fists. The much smaller man attacked him, beat the crap out of him. And next week, it's him versus Baron Corbin at SmackDown in Boston for the U.S. title.
Yes.
Could be a title change.
I don't think so yet, but
could be.
I think this is the beginning of some three-way program.
Well, that's not the beginning. They've been doing it for a month now since Corbin returned.
Well, the beginning of the three-way program.
He attacked them both. Anyway. Remember, they were in a title match against each other. Chelsea Green had her championship celebration that should now be known as anything but at the end of it. She did her usual delusional heel promo, still got cheered. They thanked her. She thanked her BFF, Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton came out.
Tom, did I miss a show where they actually became best friends? Remember Chelsea always wanted to be friends with Tiffany, and Tiffany was like, not interested. No. Nah. And then all of a sudden, one day, they were like dancing around and hugging and kissing and such. What did I miss?
Well, I mean, in the hierarchy of things, right now, Chelsea has surpassed Tiffany, so I mean, maybe that has changed the dynamic of the group, you know?
Oh, man. It's weird.
I feel like if, you know, say the roles were reversed, you know, and you became the star of this show, that maybe I would be, you know, I would take to you differently.
Is that right?
Probably not. Mm. Fatal Influence came out. JC Jane wanted a match with Chelsea. And Chelsea said, fine, you can get it next week if we get a tag title match right now. So they had the tag title match. Tiffany and Chelsea.
No. Should have said no.
Oh. Should have said no. They won. Chelsea should
not
have
won, asked
and
then she got injured.
Chelsea shouldn't have asked for the match.
Yes.
So the challengers ran hot. There was a quick distraction by JC. Fallon pulled Chelsea off the ropes. They beat her up. She made a hot tag, but then she got back in And JC pulled Tiffany off the apron, gave Chelsea a rolling encore while she was in the ropes. Fatal Influence hit their fatal finisher. Almost killed poor Chelsea. Got the win. And then Lash Legend and Nia Jax jumped Chelsea after the match. Priest was being berated by the War Raiders. Truth showed up. He spoke up. Said they aren't scared of any past tag team. The Faces of Fear, Legion of Doom, Road Warriors, or Hawk and Animal. You notice he didn't mention Heidenreich or Draws. Chump. And he talked to Nick Aldis, and next week they will defend against both the War Raiders and the MFTs. Randy Orton then took 5 minutes to make his entrance, which is a throwback to the three-hour days of SmackDown just months ago. Vintage Orton on his entrance. He barely spoke before Cody Rhodes ran down to the ring. Orton ducked out of the ring as Cody got in. They did a back-and-forth promo. Orton said Cody gave him permission to become the worst version of himself, and that version is the one that's going to take the title from whoever it has to, and he's also going to make sure in the process that Cody never gets the title again. A lot of guys try to stop other people from ever having the belt. Cody said he's not held by the title anymore. He can now be the worst version of himself. He said if Randy takes the time to look around, the Legend Killer would notice he is the only legend left. And who, Johnny Russo, who is going to kill him?
He did ask a question.
Nobody's answering.
Nope.
CM Punk got in Sami Zayn's face while Zayn was doing his weekly rounds, talking to the planking Johnny Gargano. Get this off my frickin' screen. No more planking Johnny Gargano. Get him in the ring.
You're
what
not even
is
planking.
This?
He's just laying there. At least
Punk's,
do a plank and get some abs.
Punk said Zayn's at the back of the line. He'd rather face Gargano or Candice. Jade was interviewed by Kathy Kelly before her match against Charlotte. There was a Nikki Bella video.
Gonna make it, brother.
Nikki Belly. Nakamura. I like this. Nakamura threatened the MFTs, said the artist known as Shinsuke Nakamura is back, but this time, Brian, he is not alone.
Gotta be Finn Balor.
The MFTs are running out of time. It's probably gonna be Finn Balor, but you know who I want it to be. You know who I would love for it to be even more so.
Who's that?
Rev up the big truck. Get it ready for that cross-country drive, and let's get the man Boogs back in action.
God. I don't think it's Boogs.
I wish.
Tell me how bad this main event was.
I can't, because you have set the standard for dropping expletives on air, and I am not willing to do it. They have now started calling, or at least Joe Tess has started calling, Charlotte's rolling head scissors move the Queen's Decree. And right when she started getting it named, she got dumped on her face on the announce desk and then beat up. Later on, the baddies interfered as Charlotte had the figure eight locked up and she was about to win. And then guess what happened, Brian? Oh, my favorite thing in wrestling. What could be better than the return of a doll? A doll! Lily is back!
Hold that thought, Observer Live.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214.
That's 800-413-6214.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Didn't Alexa say this doll stuff was done?
I thought she had retired all of the creepy Bray Wyatt adjacent.
Is that in your house?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
God, they can't wait 2 minutes. Anyways, the doll was there. But so was Tatum Paxley.
Yeah, she's called up
from NXT.
Thank God.
Conspicuous by her absence, not alongside Shiloh Hill the past few weeks. Tatum Paxley leapt off the top of the post, took out the other members of Fatal Influence. Charlotte then hit, well, she sort of did the Sister Abigail DDT, and then she did a front flip off the top. It was a natural selection, but she just took a bump.
Yeah.
And she got the win. You know, I like Charlotte as a babyface.
Yeah, they watched that that CM Punk match with Cody and were like, we'll show you. We'll show you. We'll have 9 botched spots in one match. Yeah, I didn't think this was very good. But hey, it happened. All right.
Well, actually, you know.
Yes.
Because in the pre-match interview, Mishin called Jade Cargill the best women's wrestler in the world.
Yep. I mean, she said that.
Of all time.
You know what?
She said the best woman of all time.
At least she didn't ask a question that nobody could answer. That's what's important, Tom. NXT is tonight. No, it's not. Today, Monday?
Yeah, it's Raw.
I'm a day ahead.
Also, don't move your hands around like you're Hechicero. That'll get you nowhere, right?
If you can use them in the right way, it's okay. But don't just use them like this. Don't be distracting. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.